Okay, it's giving indecisive. It's giving indecisive. So basically, I just spent 30 minutes doing a story time telling you guys about my solo trip to Bali. And I know now I've really got you excited, because who doesn't want to hear about me traveling in Bali solo for 2 weeks? But it's going to come. It's going to come. Just not this week. Because this week, as it's going to be episode 30, I'm so proud of myself. And I kind of wanted to do a roundup of my feelings. What does getting to episode 30 feel like? Because 30 episodes ago, I didn't think I'd have anyone listening to my podcast. But also, 30 episodes ago, I thought my podcast would be banging by now. Like, listens, and I keep going to say views, but it's not even a viewing podcast. It's not video one. But I thought, you know, I would have really, really grown the community. And I have. You lot that come back every week and show up, so, so extremely grateful for you. But it's not easy. I thought it would have been easier to grow the community. But when you do everything on your own, it's not that easy. And I've had to sit with myself a good few times and figure out, what more can I do? I know there's a lot more I can do. Like, there's still people like, oh my God, you have a podcast. I didn't know you had a podcast. And I'm like, I've had 29 podcasts. How do you not know? How do you not know I don't have a podcast? So I'm not singing it from the rooftops, because I love this podcast. I love coming every week and having conversations and just telling you guys about my whole life. Like, there's going to be a point where you guys are going to know. Like, do you guys even know that I was born in a toilet? Like, my mum caught me. I was like, I'm ready. Boom. And my mum delivered me by herself. I was born in a toilet, but she caught me before I fell in the bowl. And that's why they call me a little shit. No one calls me a little shit. Not to my face anyway. Not to my face. Maybe behind my back, but who cares what they say behind my back. Anyway, so we're at now episode 30. And I'm very, very proud of myself. Because like I said, starting this podcast took time. I doubted myself a lot that people would want to come back every week and listen to me. And I have a community of people that message me after my podcast. Oh my God, wow, that was amazing. And even people that I inspire to start their own, they're like, oh, Dani started her podcast. I want to do mine. And then I'm able to give them advice on what I've done. And I don't have all the answers at all, but just start it. And that's what I'm really going with. Like, it doesn't really matter. It's bragging rights. Knowing that you've had 100 people listen. I haven't yet had 100 listens on a single podcast. But knowing that 100 people like are vibing with you would be amazing, right? But then I know that once I get to 100, I'm like, right, man's hit 100. 1,000. I want 1,000. Like, Shits and Gigs podcast. Like, they literally post an episode of their podcast, and within a couple hours, they've got 20,000 listens on it. But they've also been doing this for years. And I know this time next year, this is going to be such a different conversation, where I'm saying is, you know, I just want to get 100 people. By next year, God willing, I'd be like, oh God, I only have 100 people listening. So we got to make sure we're grateful for where we are. So I'm grateful for the 20 people that show up every week and are invested in what it is that I'm saying and support me. And there's only a handful of people that I actually send my podcast to every week. And it took me a while to get over the fact of, it's okay that there's, you know, majority of them don't listen to it. It took me a while to get over that, because I've really felt unsupported for a while. I was going to say when I first started, but up until last week, I was like, some of my friends that I know, they've not listened to a single episode. And it makes me wonder why. And I know not everyone's a podcast person, but it's for anyone who's listening, for anyone that finds this podcast, and I might have said this last week, like I said to you guys, I don't remember what I say from one week to another, because as it comes, I kind of just spill it out and then I just crack on with my life. I don't really dwell on whatever it is I'm talking, because it's like a journal. Everything is like a journal. So this is basically, I'm telling you what the emotions that I dealt with this week, and it did feel like lack of support, but I also tried to make excuses for the lack of support. The support is really helpful, because if I get people listening to my podcast, it tells the algorithm, the podcast algorithm, that I have something worth listening to. So sometimes when I really deep it, And I'm like, you guys could just put it on in the background. And I feel like if you put it on, you'd be interested, because I'm not chatting shit. Sometimes I am though, but I'm funny. So you're going to have a laugh with me anyway. But even just that kind of support. But I haven't asked them as well. I haven't said, guys, can you please just play my podcast in the background so that I can get my views up or I can get my listens up? Because I have a problem asking people to do stuff. Like me just sending my podcast to, you know, whether it's my group chats or individual people, is the only reason it's a handful, because I'm like, oh, I don't want to feel like I'm begging them to listen. Like if they don't want to listen, it's fine, but I want them to listen. So now sending it and then actually saying, oh, hey guys, can you listen to my podcast? Oh God, it's really taking me out of my comfort zone. Oh my God. 6 minutes in, I haven't done an intro. Let me quickly do my intro and we can get really stuck into this conversation. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the So Flippin' Extra podcast, a platform for me to express, explore, and connect. And be so flippin' extra. Why, I hear you ask? Well, obvi guys, that's what brings me joy. So without further ado, let's get into the rest of this podcast where we're discussing how we can support people more, how we can support our friends. It also makes me look at myself. So when I think about what I would want people to do, it also makes me think I need to support my friends more. So what my friends are doing, and my main friends, they all have jobs. You know, when they have their new job, we all congratulate them on their job. And I guess I don't have a job. My job is just what I do, is my work. So I guess maybe, am I being selfish by wanting them to congratulate me every week and say, hey, Dan, good job on your new episode? Because every week is like a new, So I have to sit, I keep going back and forth with how I feel about it. But even just listen to one, it would be like, do you know what? This week, I'm going to take myself out of my comfort zone. Because this is what I say to you guys. I think that was one of my tips, wasn't it? Hang on a second. Try new things and step out of your comfort zone, yeah, was what is one of the tips on finding your extra and unlocking your confidence. So part of the confidence was stepping out of your comfort zone and trying new things. Embracing challenges and being open to failure can expand your comfort zone and build resilience, which is crucial for self-confidence. So my challenge for myself this week, and you as well, is to step out of your comfort zone. Step out of your comfort zone. Do something that makes you feel a little bit uncomfortable. And grow, whether that's doing funny videos, maybe it's just showing up on social media to promote your business or your brand or yourself. Maybe it's just that. Step out of your comfort zone. Stop overthinking what they're going to say. Stop overthinking that they're going to turn their nose up at it. Stop overthinking that they're not going to listen to it, or they're not going to watch it, or they're not going to support you, because they either are or they're not. You can either send it to no one and then it naturally kind of filters and people find it or see it or whatever it is that you want to promote for yourself. Or you can actually send it to people and not give a shit what they think. And when I say not give a shit what they think, not give a shit if they think it's going to be crap. Because for the amount of people that think it's shit, there's going to be a handful of people that are like, I'm so proud of you. I'm just so proud of you that you've said you're going to do something and you've done it. When people tell me that they're just proud of me that I've said I wanted to start a podcast and I've just started the podcast and I've just done it. Sometimes I think to myself, I'm hard on myself that I haven't done something. I've committed to every week recording a podcast, sitting down and editing this podcast, posting this podcast, doing sound bites for this podcast. Like I've given it my time. So why work so hard on something to not share it with the world? Be proud of it. Be proud of whatever it is that you're spending your time enjoying and doing, and grow with the confidence of sharing it with people. Be fucking extra. Put it in people's faces. Sorry, that just reminded me of a song. Put it in my mouth. Why would it remind me of that song? Sorry. Let's get back. Yeah, be extra AF and let's unlock this confidence through stepping out of our comfort zones. No, that's a song though. I'm going to have to go listen to that after. So last week I told you guys that I was an ambassador. Ah! I received my ambassador thing, my item, and I am now the new owner of a Faf Passport 3.0 sewing machine. Listen, baby, when I tell you about this sewing machine, it's sexy. If you haven't seen my video, watch my video on how awesome this machine is. But my favorite feature about this machine, I don't need a foot pedal to sew. So the foot pedal comes with the machine. I don't need the foot pedal to sew. And the reason why this is so astronomical for me, right, is because I have my sewing machine, my industrial machine that has its own built-in table. My other table is a high table. So when I try and sew on that machine with, you know, my other domestic, a domestic is a machine that you can move about. The cord for the foot pedal isn't long. So I have to sit in a weird way to make sure. And the machine is also quite close to me. It's awkward anyway. Whereas now I can put the machine on the table and I just use the buttons on the actual machine to go forward, backstitch, speed up, speed down, and cut the thread. My industrial machine, my big bad boy machine, cuts my thread for me. This machine, my little Faf machine, cuts the thread. I didn't know domestic machines could do that. I'm mind blown. This way it stitches, I'm getting geeky right now because it's so sexy. It sounds beautiful. When even, the noise it makes, my mouth is watering. Like, I feel like I'm, if I was a guy, I actually feel like I'd be getting a hard on right now over this machine. So that reminded me of a Little Kim song, actually. If you know the Little Kim song, text me that you know the song. It makes this noise when it cuts the thread. It goes, oh God, it sends something through my body. And I'm like, I smile with glee when I hear that noise. I'm like, oh man. Listen, it has like 100 stitches it can do. It has this little side pullout card, right? Yeah, I'm still talking about the machine. This little pullout card that you can pull it, push back in and pull back out. Oh man, my mouth's watering. I need my water. Sorry, Cano Water also sent me stuff. They sent me 48 cans of water. I felt like a proper influencer this week. Hang on. Sorry, let's do a bit of ASMR. Anyway, so machine is sexy, innit? It's got 100 stitches. It tells you, okay, so when you put in the stitch that you want to do, right, the stitches are fancy as well. Oh my gosh. So let's say I want to do the leaf stitch. You press the numbers for the stitch you want to do, and then you press the information key. When you press the information key, it tells you what foot. So there's a little LED screen. It tells you what foot you need to put on the machine to carry out that stitch. Oh my God, my head is hurting. My head is hurting just thinking about how sexy this machine is. I need a bag. I wonder if I can buy a bag for my machine. Yeah. She needs her own bag. She's so gorgeous. And I told everyone I want them to help me name her. Someone said Daisy. Only one person gave me a name. You lot are rude, man. I need a name for her. She needs a name, man. Yeah, she's gorgeous. I feel so grateful to be asked to have been on this ambassador program, to receive a £700 sewing machine and be able to just use this machine that is just gorgeous, that I can bring to events, I can do workshops. It's, you know, a lot of the workshops that I do no sew workshops because it's easier. Now when I also do lessons in my own studio, there's an extra machine, so then I could potentially have two people doing sewing lessons in my studio, or three, because I also have the industrial as well. So it's really good. So I'm really grateful for that. Again, I'm grateful for Cano Water. And you know what? Everything on time. This is what I love. I stayed with my friend Narinda for a couple of days this week. While I was at Idol Home Show last week, there was one, I think it might have been Saturday or Sunday, I noticed I had a lump on my neck, like a small lump growing under my skin. But I was like, oh, that's weird. I can feel a lump. But I didn't really penny it because I was speaking, I was busy, I was, you know, all over the place. And Narinda was like, just make sure you drink a lot of water over these next few days. Like, not over these next few days, just in general, start drinking more water. So I was like, boom, cool. She dropped me to the station on Thursday afternoon. And then she said, remember, I'll drink some water. I get to my studio and there's a box of Cano water. Like, it's a box and it has a tape Cano water on it. So I knew it was from them. And I was like, oh my God. So I bring it upstairs to my studio. Box is flipping heavy, I'm not going to lie. And yeah, they sent me two boxes. And in each box is 24 cans of Cano water. And I genuinely, and I'm not just saying this, I've said this before Cano water sent me water, their water's actually nice. The first time I tasted it, I was like, water in a can, it's given 2000 and what year are we in, 2024? It's given 2024. And I tasted it and I was like, this water's actually nice, it's smooth. The water's nice, so I'm not upset. I'm not upset for all this beautiful water that I get to drink. It's a alkali water, so still spring water, pH 7.9. Yeah, like the cans are recyclable, so everything on it's recyclable. And yeah, hopefully I'll be doing some collaborations with them coming up as well. Boom! Okay, what are we on to next? What are we talking about, guys? Give me a topic. Manifesting. So every week, I come with the information, I come with the tea, I come with the goss, good gossip, and I come with the manifestation tips. My manifestation tip for this week, and if you haven't got the previous tips, babes, you're going to have to go listen to the other episodes. If you want to be a manifestation master, then you have to go listen to the other tips. This week's tip is take steps forward towards your goal each day. So the way everyone views manifestation is different. So some people are like, manifestation is magical. It's this, it's that, it's spiritual. It's just believe, ask, believe, and you will receive. But you actually have to action it. Like, I like to think manifestation is magic, is a magic trick. But it's not. There is work that goes into it. Manifestation is about working with the universe to reaching your goals and reaching greater heights and brainstorming different tasks to help you achieve your desires. It's about working on the small goals each day that are going to bring you closer to the goals that you want. And you need to put the action in for it as well. So for example, if your goal is to find love, you can't just sit at home. You're not going to find love at home. So it's not a magic trick that you can say, I just want to find love. And then all of a sudden, I mean, it can happen that all of a sudden the postman comes and deliver something to your door and you just glare into each other's eyes and you're like, oh my goodness, it was love at first sight. That can happen. It can happen, I truly believe. But it's more a case of actioning with intention. So saying, I really want to meet someone. I'm ready to fall in love and meet someone. So I'm going to go to the bar. I'm going to go to a bar, like, I'm going to go work in a coffee shop and he might just walk in. The man of my dreams might walk in. I'm going to go to a comedy show. You have to get out of your house and with the intention of, I'm excited for who I'm going to meet today. If you want to meet someone, for you, it could be going on a dating site, downloading an app and meeting people. It wasn't for me. But I know people that have met people on dating apps and they're very, very happy. So baby, if it's for you, it's for you. Do your thing, girl. Be careful, but do your thing. It's action in it. Like if you want a new job, you can't just sit at home and just keep believing that I want a new job, I want a new job. It's not just going to fall in your lap. However, if you want a new job, change your CV, check out your CV, what's it looking like? Then action it by sending your CV out to people. Go in and asking people about jobs, jumping on LinkedIn and doing the applying for jobs on there, or just updating your LinkedIn profile. Like for me, my goal is presenting. I've wanted to be a presenter for years, but I don't think I've actioned it until maybe these last few years. These last few years, I've put myself out there, I've spoken more. People know that I can speak. They know that I'm good at speaking. I have a podcast. The reason why I started the So Flippin' Extra live show was because I wanted to be a presenter. And I thought, okay, we're in lockdown now. I will present my own show, the So Flippin' Extra live show, where I will interview people and practice my interview skills on live. That was me manifesting it. I was manifesting my desire to be a presenter. So that's my tip this week to become a masterful manifester, is taking steps towards your goal each day and actioning. So yeah, whatever your goal is, I'm assuming you've written it down. If you was listening to the first tips that we had, you put feeling behind it. How will it feel when you have that thing, and actually actioning the steps that are going to get you that step closer to achieving your goal. Before I end this week's podcast, I want to remind you lot to keep doing what you're doing. Do what brings you joy. Do what makes you feel good, and try your best to not need the validation. Validate yourself. You're doing great at whatever it is that you're doing. And you don't need the support from everyone to keep doing it. Just fucking do it. Just do it. Just do it. Enjoy it. Love it. And the people that receive it and the people that want it, need it, appreciate it, they will flock towards you, because you are just living in your essence and you are just doing what comes naturally to you, and you are enjoying it and you are vibing and you are making them feel good, because all they see is happiness when they see you just living your life and doing what you want and having fun with it and being a whole flipping vibe. Keep doing what you're doing. Most of your validation isn't going to come when you want it, and remember that you don't need it. And with that said, we have reached the end of this week's podcast. I have been your host. Is it Danny Dawkes? Yes, the fuck it is. Remember, I told you. Peace out. A-Town down. West side is the best side. Do I believe that? No, but listen, wherever I'm at, the vibe's at. I keep telling you lot every week. Wherever I'm at, the vibe's at. We be a vibe. The vibe is vibing. If your vibe is stale, come over to the vibe side. Ooh, come over to the vibe side. I might need to put that on a t-shirt. And yeah, baby, it just is what it is. Love you guys. Catch me next week for my story time. I'm giving you lot the story time. Mwah, love you. Bye.